Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me for the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, we pray you're blessed. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And the Lord put on my heart as I began this week's worth of broadcasting about the tremendous needs that are evident and very real in the lives of God's people. Some are going through some very, very difficult battles. Actually, if they were honest, perhaps some of the greatest and most difficult battles of their lifetimes. And it's requiring all of your spiritual strength and faith just to hold on to God. But beloved, we are told in God's Word that those who are living in the end times, that there would be perilous days. And not only in terms of the society in which we are living, but also the fact of the lateness of the hour, the deception, the apostasy, the perversion of truth that is evident not only in the world, but unfortunately in the church. There are divisions and separations occurring in the religious world, in the Christian church, if you will, and I'm speaking very generally, on the basis of the Word of God. You either believe what it says is true, inerrant, and applicable today, or that it needs to be made more culturally relevant for the times in which we are living. And this ministry and all those who love God realize that God has given us His Word. His Word is established in heaven, and His Word holds this worldly realm in which we exist together. Pilate asked Jesus, "What is truth?" Well, the Word of God actually declares what truth is. "Thy Word, O Lord, is truth." In fact, that's what Jesus said that He came to do. How would you define the work of Jesus? Well, you might say, well, yes, He came to save men's souls. He came as the Savior. He's Lord of all. And that is certainly all true. But when He was before Pilate, He stated his purpose. He said, "I came to bear witness to the truth." And that is indeed, and that is more comprehensive in every way than just saying that He's Savior or He's Lord. It covers everything because that embraces the fullness of who He is. Hallelujah. His Word is truth. So what I feel led of the Lord to share today, and we'll probably go into tomorrow as well, and that is being able to do one of the most difficult things, and that is the subject of surrender. Now, let's find out by definition what it means. We probably all have a sense or comprehension of what it means, but there are various facets to the word of surrender. And the reason I'm doing that, we're going to be looking at a scripture in Romans that's imperative that we do understand what it means. Surrender, this is the definition. It is the act of yielding one's person or giving up the possession of something into the power of another. So that means to yield yourself or something you might have into the power of someone else. Now, the act of yielding, let's find out what yield means. That means to give or render as fitting, rightfully owed, or required. To give up possession of a claim or a demand, to surrender or relinquish to the physical control of another. It means also to be fruitful and productive, to yield a bumper crop, for example, speaking of agriculture, or to give place and precedence. So that is different aspects, but that's what the word yield means. Now, let's look at Scripture. Romans, the 6th chapter, verses 12 and 13 says, "Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lusts thereof." Verse 13 says, "Neither yield ye your members." In other words, don't allow your physical body, that which you have, your soul, your physical body, as instruments or tools of unrighteousness unto sin. But on the other hand, that's me saying that, yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, which indeed we are. We were spiritually dead before we accepted Jesus, but we became alive. Our spirit was born, if you will, born again, not just in a physical body, but a spiritual body. We were alive unto God, and therefore we are to yield our members, all that we are, body, soul, and spirit, as instruments of righteousness unto God. Now, a little bit further in the book of Romans, the 7th chapter, verse 4, Paul says, "Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead." That is, of course, Jesus, our bridegroom. We are the bride of Christ if we are of the body of Christ. And what's the purpose of that? That we should bring forth fruit unto God. Now, what are the fruit of the Spirit, if you will? It is love, it's joy, it's peace, it's goodness, it's gentleness, it's long-suffering, it's faith, it's meekness, it's temperance. I'm speaking now as the King James translates that. And against such, there is no law. That's how everyone is in heaven, in the presence of God. Now, in contrast, what are the works of the flesh? Well, they are delineated, if you will, they're itemized in Galatians, the 5th chapter, verse 19 through 21. The works of the flesh are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, that means lewd or lustful behavior, idolatry, serving anyone other than the living God, or anything, witchcraft, hatred, variance, one who departs from the norm, emulations, that's a word we don't use much, but it means ambitious. It means envious rivalry, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. And he goes on to say, such will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, if we sin, if we fall into any of these, God's blood, Jesus' blood, is sufficient to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All we need to do is repent. But what the Word of God is talking about is someone who willfully chooses repeatedly to live in that lifestyle. It's not talking about a failure. It's not talking about a sin, because if we love Jesus, our heart is never to grieve him or to cause him pain or our Heavenly Father. Just like Jesus, we want to please our Father in all things. And so, what shall we do? Well, Paul goes on again in Romans, the 12th chapter, I trust a familiar passage, verses 1 and 2. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God." You see, that's how we're able to do it. God's strength, his benevolence, his mercy, his unmerited favor that allows us, gives us the strength, the motivation. Do you know there's a scripture? It is God working in you both to will and to do. You see, that's important. Not only the doing of it, whatever you decide is the right thing to do, he'll give you the grace, the help, the strength to do it, but he gives you the desire to will and to do, to will, to want to do His good pleasure. Praise God. So, Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Thank you, Lord, for your word. And as I was going into the word, I looked at Psalm 73, and that is such a good description of where we may find ourselves today. It's a psalm of Asaph, and he says, truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But he has a confession to make. And if we're honest, we all have times that we have to say we well identify with his experience, because he said, but as for me, my feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped. He said, I was envious of the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. He said, they don't seem to have trouble, there's no bands in their death, their strength is firm, they're not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore, pride compasses them about as a chain. Violence covers them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish, but they're corrupt. They speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. It says in verse 11, and they say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. And we can look around and say, well, the times have not changed. That is true today as well as in the day it was written. But he has more to say. And to continue, we'll have to join me on tomorrow's broadcast, and we'll pick up right here. I thank you for joining me. And I know there are many of you who are going through struggles and battles. And if the Holy Spirit's moving upon you, then I urge you to obey him, because he has a purpose and reason. The announcer will give our contact information. And just know that I pray for you every day, my UCM partners, my radio family. I love you deeply. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.